George, welcome back to the show. The Panthers, can you give us an update on the walking wounded Barkov, Huberdeau, and Bjugstad? Who's expected back first?
I would think Bjugstad comes back first. He's got a groin injury, not that big of a deal. He's been out a couple weeks. He's probably about a week away. Barkov, we just don't know. He's a week-to-week case right now with his lower body injury. Huberdeau's, they say, 1st of March. And Senior Alex Petrovich, he comes back right after the All-Star break. So maybe, 10 days, something like that for Petro.
George, one of the things that strikes me about the Panthers is that they've at least been able to tread water with injuries to so much of their offense. It's actually impressive. Talk a little bit about Jonathan Marchessault. He, to me, is a very impressive young player.
Oh, yeah. He's a guy that right now, I think you look at Marchessault, definitely flew under the radar when the Panthers signed him and Colton Sevier, basically at the same time, both to play on the third line. And because of injuries, Marchessault has had to play up on a top six role. And I tell you what, he's really picked up the ball and run with it. He's second on the team in goals, just behind Vincent Trocheck. He's really played well. He's definitely now getting an opportunity that he hasn't had before. And I think that's one reason why he chose the Florida Panthers over staying in Tampa Bay. John Cooper really liked him and wanted to keep him around, but they couldn't promise him the ice time in Tampa that Florida was promising him. So he left and signed with the Panthers, and it's worked out for both sides.
Yeah, George, here, question for down the road. When let's assume the Panthers finally do get healthy, where does he fit then?
I don't know, because I think the Panthers would like – that's a problem the Panthers would like to have. I mean, right now they've been missing their guys for so long. I really think that they just want to see if their guys come back. Well, then they'll worry about that then. I would think they keep Marchie up on the top six role, but there may not be room for him, so they put him down on the third line. That's something that they tried for a week or two, and then more injuries came, so he moved back up. But he was signed to be a third-line guy, that might be where he ends up, but he's definitely making the most of his opportunities right now.
Looking at the Panthers, they were a 103-point team last year, and they made significant changes in the offseason, some of the most changes I've ever seen from a playoff team. And, now injuries, obviously, some guys have played a factor. But do you think continuity has been as much of an issue? They got a new coach now. They've got all these new players, and that in itself has been as much of a cause to them? Or their whole going to puck possession and not having guys who can retrieve pucks on their back end, has that hurt them at all?
I think it's a whole different. It's a whole hodgepodge of things that have happened to this Panther team. I think obviously number one, the injuries. Number two, they're not a very tough team to play against, where that wasn't the case last year. The changes that they made now, some of the changes were made for them. Brian Campbell, they wanted him back. He left. Willie Mitchell had to retire because of concussions. They didn't have a choice in that matter. So really, the only big changes that they made were trading away Dmitry Kulikov. They got Pizik back. Pizik's been great. That's a wash. And they brought in Keith Yandle after trading away Erica Branson. Now, you lose Erica Branson's physicality. They were hoping that Alex Petrovic would do that, and he has. But Petro's been hurt since November. So I think people don't even talk about Alex Petrovic being hurt. I think that's been a huge loss for the Florida Panthers. They're not a tough team to play against, especially on the defensive end. And a big reason for that is Alex Petrovic's not in there.
George, I know the players are paid to play and concentrate what happens between the first buzzer and the last. How about any of the off-ice stuff, coaching, front office? It seems to me it's been kind of, from the outside, kind of an unsettling year for the Panthers.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of outside buzz, and I think there's a lot of internal buzz. The guys were not happy when Gerard Gallant was fired.
Yeah.
They weren't happy that when it happened. They're not happy with the way it's been explained to them, I don't think. And I think that there's just something missing from this team. I don't know if it's obviously they are missing a ton of top players. Now, everybody's got injuries. Florida's missing three of its top six forwards, okay? They're missing their top physical defenseman. They're treading water, as you said, because they play in the Atlantic Division. They're very lucky. They're still right in this thing. But there does seem to be something missing because you don't know what you're going to get on a night-to-night basis. As good as they looked the other night, they turn up a stinker the next night. They do that on a – the only consistent thing about this team is their inconsistency. And, you know, I think there's a lot of things to blame. But, yeah, I think these guys listen and they hear things from their friends and guys on other teams, and they're all kind of like rolling their eyes at some stuff. So, you know, it's just one of those years where nothing has come together for them.
What do you think the plans are then for the Panthers as we near the deadline? Now, they're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination,
no.
And I guess that they might be one that they have to wait and see where they're at nearing March 1st. But let's say they don't recover this year. Do you see them having some parts that they might trade off to get some future assets for?
Maybe. I think they want to tweak some things. I think that they really want to see this team when it's healthy, and they hope to be able to do that in February. They hope Barkov comes back. They hope that Petro comes back. They hope Ustad comes back. They'll wait on Huberto. I don't see this team making any major moves. I could see them making a couple minor deals to try and get themselves some more scoring, maybe some more defense. That's something a lot of teams are looking at. But I don't see the Panthers making a big-ticket trade, not until they know what they've got and where they are moving forward.
George, give us your take from the outside on the Oilers. It's been a long time coming for fans here.
Yeah.
Now, you know, let's be honest, fans look at this game, and this is one of those little boxes you check. They should beat the Florida Panthers coming off having played in Calgary. When you look at McDavid and Draisaitl, just the team from top to bottom, Cam Talbot proving he is that legit number one guy. What's your take on this club?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, you look at Edmonton, and that's a team that you've looked at for a long time. You know, you always said, you know, going back as far back as the lockout, remember? We talked about how everyone thought Edmonton was going to jump right out of the blocks because all their guys played in the AHL. That didn't happen. And it's just been one disappointing year after another.
Yep.
But I think that, you know, the talent's been there. I think people see the talent. Looks like they're putting it together. And, you know, now you've got the new arena and everything's working just the way they hoped it would. So, you know, I don't get to see many Edmonton games. Being here in Florida and, you know, being, you know, late starts and all, but when I have seen them on, you know, Saturday nights, I've been impressed. They move the puck well. They've got speed. They look pretty good.
George, we'll see you at the rink tonight. It'll be interesting to see what the Panthers have in store. I would expect a better effort than last night in Calgary.
Well, that's the thing. This is a team that Edmonton should be looking at and saying, yeah, we got 2 points coming tonight, but after the way they played last night, that's one thing the Panthers do is they kind of bounce back from those stinkers pretty well. Just when you think you're like, oh, geez, these guys, what's going on? They bounce right back. So don't be surprised if you see a pretty good effort from the Panthers tonight.
Appreciate it, George. We'll see you at the rink.
All right, guys. See you later.